What's going on, guys? Anthony here. You know what I love the most? I love it when I have a very authentic conversation with an employee and I learn about their shortcomings. I learn about their difficulties. I learn about in real time what's happening in their life, issues that are going on, and I make a change without making an announcement. I make a change without preparing them for that change. And what I mean by that is, anyone that knows my content knows that I'm a big fan of surprise and delights. I'm a big fan of having deep conversations and deep understandings and deep relationships with my employees so that I know what their interests are. And then randomly out of nowhere, I surprise them with the Ravens tickets, or randomly out of nowhere, I surprise them with a box set, you know, the VHS of the Sopranos series, right? Fun stuff like that. Or I surprise them with random Chris Brown tickets or whatever it's going to be, right? I like those moments. I like it when the employee realizes that I'm paying attention to those one-on-ones. I'm paying attention to what they like. I'm paying attention to who they are. But you know what I like more? What I like more is when I'm having these internal conversations with employees at a friend level, and I'm understanding that Susan is going through a rough divorce, and her mother and her father and every single family member that she has living on the West Coast, and she's here over in Baltimore, or she's here over in New York, and the husband is, I don't want to be rude here, but the husband is not doing well, and he's kind of an asshole, and there's no one else that can take care of her daughter, and the schedule that we have her currently working is getting a little hectic, and she needs help, and she doesn't know where to turn. And the way that we're paying her currently does not afford her enough of an income to be able to put her into certain daycare systems or have a babysitter come over at certain different times, whatever the case is going to be. I like understanding those details at a friend level. And you know what I like doing? I like going to my CEO. I like going to my leader. Or if I have to change myself, I like restructuring her overall schedule. I like giving her 2 to 3 weeks off with pay to figure out what she's going to do next. I like taking her to a coffee or taking her to a nice slow dinner and figuring out how she's doing at a human level, having a true friend-to-friend, you know, therapeutic type conversation. I like making a change that's actually going to affect her and her daughter and her family and her future at a very personal level. And I like it for two reasons. To be very honest, I like it the most because it's a good human being thing to do. And I know how good it feels when you do things like that. And at a very selfish level, I just like feeling good knowing that I did something good for someone else. I like that good karmic energy to be around me. At a business level, if I'm being honest, I know what it's going to do for our brand. I know that if she's a high performer, which she is, and if she's someone that cares about the brand, which she is, I know that if we're doing these small little things that are not going to really impact or hurt our financials, hurt our bottom line. You know, it's not going to be that big of a deal if I let her not work for a week to figure out some things and pay her for that week. It's really not going to hurt too many things if we go to a nice slow dinner and I give her some therapeutic conversation and give her some tips and insights, and she figures out ways to reorganize her personal schedule and make things work. It's not going to hurt the bottom line if I'm figuring out ways to truly impact her overall perspective so she changes the way that she looks at things, her paradigm on the situation. These things are impactful. And if we as leaders, we as logos, we as brands can start thinking about people as people and remembering that they're humans and we're all on this earth as humans together, there can be a great deal of impact to the overall bottom line in the long run. Because when we do these things, when we spend that hour or two in a nice little dinner, or we spend that hour or two at a coffee, or we let her get a week off with pay to figure out how she's going to reorganize her life, the amount of value, the amount of effort, the amount of innovation, the amount of curiosity, the amount of care she's going to show towards projects she's working on, the logo as a whole, is going to be super impactful. And if we can do this for every single employee, I can guarantee a big change will occur. Now, this may seem very fluffy and very emotional and not very practical, but I can promise you it is. Because I can promise you the hardest nosed CEO out there will do this for his or her daughter. The hardest nosed CEO out there would do this for his or her husband or wife, his or her grandfather or grandmother. And that's the way we need to start to look at these things. So I just wanted to make this bit of content today because I've talked about surprise and delights, and I've talked about how it's cool and impactful to kind of gift your employees and do some cool things to show that you're caring about their interest. But I haven't really come at it from this angle. So my final message is this. Have these personal conversations so you know what's happening in your employees' lives. It's okay to know that they're going through a divorce. It's okay to know that there are some, maybe there's some domestic violence occurring. It's okay to know that depression is starting to overcome them. It's okay to know that they have anxiety, that it's getting a little tough for them right now, and they need some help. They need some time off. It's okay to know that they just lost their best friend in a car accident, and that you've already given them time off, but maybe they need a little bit more. Maybe they need a support group to turn to. It's okay to understand that all the things that are happening in their personal life is now affecting their overall schedule and their overall ability to complete tasks. And maybe we need to reorganize these tasks. It's okay to understand these variables. I don't understand why leaders don't understand that it's okay to get deep. It's okay to get close. It's okay to get personal. It's not inappropriate. It's not wrong. It's not uncomfortable. And it shouldn't be. It's the right thing to do. And if you do this, I guarantee if you're one of those leaders that are looking for a tactic or a tool or a way to get ahead in business, this is one. Now, do I condone that? Do I respect that? Probably not, because what I'm doing, what I'm saying just comes natural to me. But if you want to just talk strictly business and you want to talk about employee retention and innovation and employees being engaged and excited, thus directly correlating to them doing a better job on projects, doing a better job on their work, doing a better job in customer service, do a better job of selling your cars, do a better job of building your products, do a better job of organizing certain tasks for their team, whatever it's going to be, then here's a way to do that. Care about who they are as people, reorganize and shift things as they come into life, and be a good person. And I guarantee your business will grow. Your business will have much better and more substantial impact. And at the end of the day, your overall culture and your team will notice these subtle changes as well. And next thing you know, you'll pop up and you'll see things changing throughout your entire brand, throughout your entire logo. Because they will know the next time a life situation comes up, you will have their back. Thus, they will have your products back. Thanks a lot.